stands in jeopardy. Burson all but admitted that the services of a public relations firm, such as his own, couldn't by itself turn the CEO into a selling star and the premier marketable asset of his company. Star power. Public relations people can write speeches for a CEO. They can prepare press kits and press releases. They can devise visual aids. They can make the CEO practice liquid vowels and smooth out his regional accent. They can plant stories in the Wall Street Journal or Forbes. But they can't manufacture a winning public personality. Today, 60% of the companies that were on the Fortune 500 list in 1970 no longer exist. The stock value of companies in those days was assessed by the value of the company's real estate, plant facilities, equipment, vehicles, and highway access, as well as by other physical factors. In today's information revolution, many of the tangible assets valued in the past are no longer relevant. Therefore, they no longer count. How do you measure the worth of software? How do you put a finite value on information? Amid this chaos of change, the selling ability of the chief corporate figure is the key measuring factor. For example, when Steve Jobs went back to Apple, the stock rose 200% in a day because he exuded competence and confidence. Ask yourself this: do I have the communication skills to rise to the top? Do I have the star power to keep my company growing? Age of the personality. If today is a world of change, it's also the age of the personality cult. The owners of Time magazine know this. People magazine, which is the offspring of Time, now far outsells its parent. Hollywood knows this. The power of a proven star is what bankrolls and markets many a new movie. The script and story plot are almost irrelevant. The political world knows this. John Major, Prime Minister of Britain from 1990 to 1997, suffered a massive defeat when he ran for re-election. Some said his defeat was because his incumbent administration was plagued by sex scandals. Though the sex scandals had nothing to do with him as leader of the ruling party, he was a lamb led to political slaughter. Why? Because of the personality power of his opponent, a man named Tony Blair. The New York Times reported on February 2, 2001, that Blair is the most popular British prime minister in history, more popular than either Churchill or Thatcher. Yet the article quotes one observer as saying that Blair delivers a gravity-defying performance of style over substance. The article goes on to state that Blair's performance is slick talk of accomplishments, not solid accomplishment itself. Tony Blair is a power talk artist. So is his American soulmate, Bill Clinton. Despite the impeachment crisis and the Monica Lewinsky affair, not to mention Whitewater, Filegate, and Travelgate, Clinton's popularity soared, all because he knew how to project a winning personality. The nemesis of Presidents Bush and Clinton, Saddam Hussein, survives, impervious to bombings and the UN inspector's demands, and now confronts the son of Bush. Saddam Hussein knows how to wield the cult of personality and play David against the Goliath of the United States. In the corporate world, as in its political equivalent, leaders like the elder Bush may not survive. Once, when I was drafting remarks for him, President Bush told me, "All speeches are bullshit." But bullshit may be the language of leadership. Bush didn't understand the appeal of Reagan, who'd mastered the art of power talk. The Spider and the Lion. The day of the spider CEO, that is, the tireless, dedicated, detail-oriented administrator who painstakingly weaves together the corporate